Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mikael Lilius, and I'm the Chairman of the Board of Wärtsilä. I would like to welcome you all to this teleconference this morning. Together with me, I have Jaakko Eskola, President and CEO, Marco Wirén, CFO, Roger Holm, President of Marine Solutions, Atte Palomäki, Head of Communications, and Natalia Valtasaari, Head of Investor Relations. This morning, we published a release regarding our internal audit on engine test procedures. Wärtsilä conducted this audit at its own initiative, and the audit was done to secure compliance and ensure operational excellence in the company. The internal audit revealed deviations in a limited number of fuel consumption tests of marine engines. I would like to highlight at this time that the engines for power plant customers are not impacted by these deviations. We are deeply concerned about these actions, which are in clear violation of company policies, and thus we take this matter extremely seriously. I sincerely wish to apologize for what has happened and can ensure we will spare no effort in taking all necessary corrective actions. Before handing over to Jaakko Eskola, I would like to express the board's support to Wärtsilä's management. In our view, Wärtsilä has taken all the right actions in regards to the audit process and the implementation of corrective measures. This is first and foremost an issue about Wärtsilä's reputation and trust among its stakeholders. Thus, I firmly believe that being transparent and bringing this information to the public is the only right thing to do. I will now hand over to Jaakko Eskola. Please, Jaakko.
Thank you, Mikael. This has been a huge disappointment to Wärtsilä's management and obviously to all our employees, especially since one of Wärtsilä's core principles is to do things right. We began this process in good faith in late 2015. Give you some overall perspective, Wärtsilä conducts thousands of performance tests every year as part of its normal operations. Auditing our performance tests is therefore a lengthy process. One of our regular tests is the so-called factory acceptance test, FAT, which takes place before customer dispatch. Let me now describe the FAT in brief. In this 5.5 hour predefined test, engines are run on different loads and speed. During the test run, defined measurements like temperatures, flow, pressures, load and fuel consumption are measured and then normalized to be comparable regardless running conditions. Unfortunately, the internal audit revealed deviations in a limited number of fuel consumption tests of marine engines. And again, I would like to stress that this issue impacts only marine engines. Power plants customers are in no way impacted. We have no evidence of deviations in other operations. The deviations are on average 1% of fuel consumption. Here I wish to point that emission levels of these engines is not affected. Of all Wärtsilä engine deliveries, a total of 2% may have been affected. And according to our evaluation, the customer impact of these deviations is marginal. Please note that all the engines have fulfilled the regulatory and classification society requirements, and the potentially affected vessels have passed sea trial requirements. Safety and quality have in no way been compromised. Over the recent years, our portfolio has expanded significantly, and in 2015, Wärtsilä's marine engine sales represented 12% of annual group revenues. and to turn it around, nearly 90% comes from other products and services. As disclosed in our stock exchange release, the financial impact of this issue is not estimated to be material. And based on our current analysis, the deviations have been caused by a limited number of personnel who have clearly acted against instructions and our code of conduct by influencing the test result. To our best knowledge, these actions were done to shortcut the agreed process. Wärtsilä has reviewed all test procedures and taken immediate corrective actions where deviations have been found. Furthermore, we have improved guidelines and control procedures throughout the company. And today we have started to reach out to our customers. Customer letters are being sent out to all marine customers, and a specific website has been opened in order to ensure smooth communication. Furthermore, we will visit all the potentially affected customers. We deeply apologize for any loss in trust caused by this violation to our policies and corporate values. We are committed to doing things right, and we'll have zero tolerance for any violations of this kind. This is a hit on our brand and our reputation, and we need to concentrate in restoring confidence with all our stakeholders. And despite of these dark clouds, I'm proud of Wärtsilä. Now we are open for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jaakko. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we here are all open for questions.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you find that your question has already been answered or you wish to change or cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, that is star one to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Sven Reihe from UBS. Please ask your question.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, and thanks for doing the call. Three questions from my side, please. The first one is in the press release and in your remarks you mentioned that 2% of your engine deliveries may have been affected. What kind of time period does that refer to? Does it only mean the engine deliveries in 2015 or over a longer time period? The second question is, maybe you can give us also some more color on that. Was the fuel consumption basically higher than what you promised to your clients, and do you now have to make changes to the engines to basically deliver on that? And then also a question related to that, because you mentioned there's only a marginal impact on your clients, but I guess if the fuel consumption was 1% higher, then it would be probably a bit more material. So maybe you can give us more color why you think the impact on the clients who are affected is only very marginal. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. And if I start and then I hand over to Roger Holm, regarding 2% engine deliveries and which period, it has been for several years, not only 2015. And then you asked the change of engine. Do we need to make any changes? And Roger, if you like to answer that one.
As said, we have found this 1% deviation in a marginal number of green engines, and we will take this discussion together with the customers one by one. As Jaakko commented already, this has been found over years of time. To be noted is that when we look at the total performance of the vessel have passed the sea trial, and there are many factors affecting the vessel performance, including then operating conditions, maintenance, and so on. So the 1% fuel consumption is only one part of the vessel performance.
And your third question, and why do we say it's limited, because it's only 1% of the fuel consumption of the engine, where the whole fuel consumption, of course, on the vessel is very much related to so many other aspect.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Antti Suttelin from Danske Bank. Please ask your question. Antti Suttelin from Danske Bank, your line is open. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello. This is Antti from Danske Bank. Can you clarify, is this because of deliberate actions, or is this because of an accident has happened in your processes? Which one is this? Hello?
Yes, this is Jaakko Eskola. It's a deliberate action. It's a manual adjustment in the SAT test.
And why? What's the reason? What did you want to achieve by doing this?
As I already stated in my speech, that it's basically a great shortcut.
The shortcut, sorry, what?
The SAT test, having it done quicker than actually.
Okay. Do you see any risk for lawsuits because of this from our clients?
We don't feel that there shouldn't be any lawsuits against us. And as we commented, we will contact immediately all our customers and take them one by one through the process.
Right. And can you finally comment, why did this investigation take place in the first place? What triggered it? Was it the Volkswagen issue? And Wärtsilä also decided to look whether it also has some false processes. Why did you do this?
We conducted an audit as our own initiative and just to secure compliance and ensure the operational excellence.
Do you do this on a regular basis, or was there a specific reason why you did this investigation this time?
We audit our operations every year.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Glenn Liddy. Please ask your question.
Good morning. If you've not spoken to the customers, how can you be sure the financial impact is relatively limited?
Because we know the affected engines and the average difference every engine and every customer case, so that's why we based on the special performance, special characteristics that feeling.
Okay, and it's 2% of the engines. What percentage of revenue?
It's very limited percentage of our revenue. We take only 2% of marine engines, where the marine engine sales was only a 12% of the revenue. So the revenue of these affected engines is very limited.
Okay. Finally, I mean, what's typically the threshold for which penalties would apply? I mean, 1% clearly you're saying is small. Is 2%, 5% a threshold where penalties start to become significant?
I cannot comment on that one. All these agreements between different customers are totally separate and different kind of agreements, so there is no.
Okay then, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Manu Rimpela from Nordea. Please ask your question.
Okay, good morning, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, firstly, would you just be able to quantify the number of engines you're talking about here?
A couple of hundreds.
Okay, and is there a specific, is it more related to four-stroke or two-stroke?
This is only four-stroke because it's a small amount, a limited amount of engines in Trieste. The two-stroke business, I mean, that FAT test is done by the licensees and in their factories in Asia.
Okay.
There are small engines also included in our transfer portfolio, so the different kinds of engines.
Okay. And then secondly, on this fuel consumption you mentioned for ships, so do you have would you be able to tell us how much you expect the engine to account for the kind of fuel consumption of the ship? Because you mentioned that that's one of the factors why you believe this is going to be more limited, is that there's many other factors that impact the fuel consumption.
That's not possible to quantify.
Okay, no further questions from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes in line from Krista Mangegaard from DNB Markets. Please ask your question.
Good morning. I have some follow-up questions. Firstly, you said that you audit this every year. Why did you find it now to start with?
I didn't say that we audited this one, but we audit our all kinds of processes. And this was one test. This is a one audit on, last year.
I see. And then secondly, when you look at the fuel consumption, now the correct fuel consumption for the engines that you produce in Italy, are they competitive enough now, or how do they stand versus competition with the new fuel consumption?
We have, of course, corrected all our test processes, and of course they now are all correct.
Yeah, I mean, the correct number is I guess 1% higher than what you had earlier. How does new fuel have you corrected the engines?
You want to rock your answer?
I can comment. First of all, to be noted, this is not related to all engines. This is a limited amount of engines. So our value proposition to the market still holds. And as it was commented already earlier, we can say that some limited amount of personnel has taken a shortcut in the test process, which we have now fixed by improving the test process and controls related to the test process. And by doing this, we can make sure that every test that is done is fully correct. Our value proposition to the market still holds. We don't see a change in that value proposition or in our position towards our competitors.
Okay, and then final question. Why do you come forward with this now if it's so insignificant? I mean, it's 1%, obviously, it's a lot for over a long time, but you still say relatively insignificant, only a couple of hundred of engines, and you will adjust it with limited financial impacts. So why did you come up with this, and why do you have this big press conference and so on?
This is Mika Lilius speaking. The board getting to learn about this, we felt that in order to safeguard our reputation as an open and transparent company, we wanted to come out and tell exactly how things are, so all of you, all stakeholders, would know what actually has been happening and also what we are about to do. We felt that it's very, very important to be as transparent as we ever can.
Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Skogman from Handelsbanken. Please ask your question.
Yes, thank you. This is Tom. I have three questions. First of all, I wonder about the kind of financial impact for customers. How much have their, fuel bill increased because of this? I mean, that's the ultimate question to me, and you can probably answer that at least in somehow in how much more oil has been consumed over the years. It's very hard to understand.
Roger, you?
Yeah, I can comment. We will, for the customers that have been impacted, we will take this discussion case by case with each customer. But as we have said in the statement, we have estimated based on the information we have available the impact, and the impact to these customers have been limited.
Okay, and will you keep us updated on how many customer cases have been closed and how many are still open in the coming quarterly report, so we understand how this is proceeding?
Of course, of course, if there is in any in any quarter reports there are material impact, then we will keep you updated.
All right, and so far as I understand now, you have basically promised to sell a product fulfilling some certain kind of efficiency criteria that have not in all cases been met. And then I wonder about incentive schemes. Are there any? Have you found any kind of problems or weaknesses in the compensation schemes for these employees? And what has happened to these employees? Have you, you know, moved management positions there or anything in this problematic part of the business?
This is Mika Lili speaking. That was one of the first questions we asked ourselves. Is there anything related to incentive schemes? We haven't found anything that would drive this kind of behavior. So on that respect, I feel quite confident that we have incentive schemes like anybody else, which are purely performance-based in essence. Regarding organizational changes, we are fully committed to management and we are supporting management. Then what's happening inside the group, this is not acceptable in any way to us, and I'm sure and I know that management are taking the necessary actions.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Thomas Christiansen from Shipping Watch. Please ask your question.
Yes, I'd like to know again, I mean, what initiated this investigation in 2015? There was the case with your competitor, Mandy's Venturbo, going on. I mean, they have been hit once, but the case is really, there's a lot of focus on this case again. Was your decision to start up your investigation not related to what is taking place with Mandy's Venturbo at all?
No, it was not in relation to the M&A case. The M&A case is started, I think, much earlier, so it was not in relation.
And then another question. How will this affect your brand going forward?
We, of course, hope that it will not affect, but we are definitely following it, and we will do everything we can to get the trust back with our stakeholders.
And that's also one of the reasons we want to come out as soon as we knew the full story, come out and tell exactly how it is so people around us would know exactly what has happened and also what are we about to do and what have we already done in order to correct it. But admittedly, we realize that this is a reputational issue and we will do everything to restore our trust and confidence in the market. And amongst other stakeholders.
Do you understand why the trust from your customers, the trust in, you can say, European engine producers is getting smaller and smaller? I mean, first came the incident with Man and now comes Wärtsilä.
Well, it's hard to comment on MAN, but again, we realize that this is a reputational issue and basically, already now we have started to reach out to all of our customers, explaining what's been going on, what the consequences are, and establish a dialogue with them. And also those that we have not, that have not been affected. Again, in the interest of being open and transparent, we have already started today to reach out to customers.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Craig Eason from Lloyd's List. Please ask your question.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, a couple of questions, if I may. Could you tell me, first of all, whether you are changing or making any changes to your audit process? You implied that this has been going on for several years in Trieste. And I was wondering, as there didn't seem to be any audits that notified or that you noticed this previously, whether you're changing your audits. And secondly, Jaakko, I may have heard wrong, but did you imply that the discrepancies were due to tests relating to the Tier 3 compliance? If I did hear that correctly, could you just elaborate on that a little bit more by what you mean by that, if they were going for NOx compliance on the tests? And also, do you have any figures on exactly how many engines or how many customers have actually been impacted over the number of years that this has been going on?
Thank you. First of all, we have changed our processes and also, of course, now how we are audit them and going forward, we should improve also the test procedures and the whole FAT test. Regarding tier three, I didn't mention anything about that. I wanted to say that this is not in relation to the emission test. This is only a fuel consumption test deviation. And regarding the engines, it's a couple of hundred engines, and that's the information we have today.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Charlie Bartlett from C-Trade. Please ask your question.
Hi, I was just looking to find out whether the Wärtsilä 1 four-stroke world record-breaking engine supposedly was involved in this discrepancy.
Yeah, this is Roger Holm speaking. No, there is no involvement.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jessica Kaur from Goldman Sachs. Please ask your question.
Hi, it's actually Daniela Costa here. Most of our questions have been answered, but one final clarification. I know you mentioned there's no meaningful financial impact. I guess you're talking on a recurring basis. Are there any exceptional charges for just sorting the process or verifying the process that we should model in? Thank you.
We concluded earlier as well, if there's any impact, we will give you information in a quarterly report going forward. But as we stated today, we don't see any more than marginal impact on this.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Antti Suttelin from Danske Bank. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, hi again. You have said it's about a couple of hundred of engines. I assume this is a accumulated number. Now, I would need to know how much fuel does one of your engines on the average consume per year? I mean, if you take your marine clients and you take Wärtsilä engine, how much fuel does one engine consume per year on the average, please?
And this is Roger Holm speaking. It's an impossible question to answer in that sense, but this relates to engine type and operating profile and vessel type and running hours and so on. So this is not the question we even can answer.
Yeah, I understand this may be, difficult, but still I would need a number. I mean, if you take one of your main engines, you take a, let's take a bulk carrier, and with, with these two parameters, main engine, bulk carrier, average operating hours, how much would it be, approximately?
As I said, any figure we would give would be a wrong figure, so we cannot give you a figure on a specific installation because the variation is so huge and relates to so many factors.
Right. Okay.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Okay, if there are no further questions, this is Mika Lilja speaking. First of all, I want to thank you for calling in. I'd just like to repeat this, what I said earlier. We are deeply sorry for what has happened, and we sincerely apologize. And I can assure you, from the board, throughout management, right through the organization, we will do everything to correct this and also make everything to make sure that we restore the credibility and the reputation of Wärtsilä. Wärtsilä is a great company. This is something that should never have happened. We are very sorry for that. We will do our utmost to correct this. Thank you, and have a very good day. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect.